This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. An official from deposed Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy, or NLD, party died in custody after he was arrested early Tuesday, according to a former lawmaker. The man was the second party figure to die in detention in 2 days, as protesters challenged last month's military coup in the streets. Overnight, police arrested about 50 people who'd been cornered by security forces in a district of Myanmar's main city, Yangon. This is according to rights groups. The country has been in crisis since the army ousted Suu Kyi's elected government in a coup on February 1st, detained her and other NLD officials, and set up a ruling junta of generals. Daily protests against the coup are being staged across the country, and security forces have cracked down hard, with rights groups saying more than 60 protesters have been killed and more than 1,800 detained. The army has justified the coup by saying that a November election won by the NLD was marred by fraud. That's a claim rejected by the Electoral Commission. The United Nations Weather Agency, the World Meteorological Organization, said Tuesday that record cold felt in the United States during February was the result of the same weather phenomena that sent above-average warmth to parts of the Arctic. At a virtual news conference from Geneva, WMO spokeswoman Claire Nullis told reporters that February saw much colder than average temperatures in Russia and North America, but warmer temperatures in parts of the Arctic and other regions. She cited a report from the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration this week showing the contiguous United States had its coldest February since 1989. This is VOA News.